USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Extreme heat in the Pacific Northwest will continue until at least Monday. Chris Branson of Reach is driving around to help keep homeless people in the Seattle suburb cool this weekend.
We've been doing a lot of outreach, making sure folks are staying hydrated, bringing Otter Pops out. A lot of concern for our folks and where they are, where they're not necessarily welcome due to substance use or behavioral issues, mental health concerns.
There's an election follow-up in South Carolina.
The winner of an open seat on the town council in Chapin, South Carolina, will be decided by write-in votes. That's because no one filed their candidacy with the Lexington County Election Commission for the open seat by the noon Friday deadline. So the town, northwest of Columbia, will proceed with the September 13th special election with no names printed on the ballot. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
I'm Tony Maruso for USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, at Sunday's press briefing, said the confirmed flood-related death toll of 26 will rise. And for families suffering loss, there's no need to worry about funeral expenses.
We're going to pay for every funeral. People shouldn't have to go through a reimbursement process that takes months when they're grieving for a loved one. So we're going to reach out directly to them. No forms, no applications. We'll work directly with the funeral homes to make sure that we are there in people's time of need.
Lawrence and Bianca Rudolph shared a passion for big game hunting. In late September of 2016, they traveled from their Phoenix home to the southern African nation of Zambia. Bianca Rudolph never made it home. She suffered a fatal shotgun blast in their hunting cabin at dawn as she was packing to return home. Now, Lawrence Rudolph, 67, is charged with foreign murder and mail fraud and the death of his wife for 30 years. He pled not guilty and took the stand in his own defense this week at his trial in Denver. This is USA Radio News.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.
Samuel Sandoval, one of the last members of the Navajo Code Talkers who encrypted critical U.S. messages during World War II, has died at the age of 98. Navajo Code Talkers famously used language based on their native tongue to transmit messages regarding Japanese troop placements and movements during U.S. Marine assaults throughout the Pacific. The Navajo language, Sandoval was among four remaining Code Talkers still alive today from the hundreds who had been recruited during the war. The summer box office showed signs of slowing down this weekend as the animated DC League of Super Pets opened in theaters across North America. The superhero spinoff about Superman's dog earned $23 million from 4,314 locations, according to studio estimates on Sunday. Though slightly less than expected, it was still enough to capture a first-place spot and knock Jordan Peele's Nope into second place in its second weekend. Analysts had pegged DC League of Super Pets for a $25 million launch, which was on the lower end for animated openings this summer. And the Mona Lisa may maintain her famously enigmatic smile because she benefits from one of Paris' best-kept secrets, an underground cooling system that's helped the Louvre cope with the sweltering heat that has broken temperature records across Europe. The system, which uses electricity generated by renewable sources, is the largest in Europe. This is USA Radio News.